They gathered two armies in the Eifel without Allied intelligence ever seeing them. By a judicious use of radio traffic, they got Eich's G2 looking to the north of the Ardennes for any German counterattack. No one in the Allied world thought for 1 minute that a German counteroffensive was conceivable. 6 months earlier, on the eve of D-Day, Eich and his officers had an almost perfect read on the German order of battle in Normandy. In December, on the eve of the German attack, Eich and his officers had a grossly inaccurate read on the German order of battle. The Allies were also badly deceived about the German will to fight, the German materiel situation, Hitler's boldness, and the skill of the German officers in offensive maneuvers. The American generals in the Allied camp had no experience of defending against a German offensive. The result of all this was the biggest single battle on the Western Front in World War II and the largest engagement ever fought by the U.S. Army. The human losses were staggering. Of the 600,000 American soldiers involved, almost 20,000 were killed, another 20,000 captured, and 40,000 wounded. Two infantry divisions were annihilated. In one of them, the 106th, 7,500 men surrendered, the largest mass surrender in the war against Germany. Nearly 800 American Sherman tanks and other armored vehicles were destroyed. The battle began on a cold, foggy dawn of December 16th. The Germans achieved a breakthrough at many points in the thinly held Eighth Corps lines. Hitler had counted on bad weather to negate the Allies' biggest single advantage, air power. On the ground, in both men and armor, the Germans outnumbered the Americans. Hitler also counted on surprise, which was achieved, and on a slow American response. He figured that it would take Eich 2 or 3 days to recognize the magnitude of the effort the Germans were making, another 2 or 3 days to persuade his superiors to call off the Allied offensives north and south of the Ardennes, and then another 2 or 3 days to start moving significant reinforcements into the battle. By then, the German armor would be in Antwerp, he hoped. It was his last assumptions that were wrong. On the morning of December 17th, Eisenhower made the critical decisions of the entire battle, and did so without consulting anyone outside his own staff. He declared the crossroads city of Bastogne as the place that had to be held no matter what. Bastogne is in a relatively flat area in the otherwise rugged hills of the Ardennes, which is why the roads of the area converge there. Because of his offensives north and south of the Ardennes,